This is the Big Leap College Bound, Episode 9.
Welcome to the Big Leap, the podcast for college bound teens and their parents, where it's all about getting emotionally ready for college and creating your rich, messy, wonderful life. And now, here's your host, Master Coach Ellen Yale.
Hello, hello. I'm guessing that you have been pretty successful in school. If you're listening to a podcast for teens who are bound for college, chances are you've had your share of success. You've been trained your whole life to think that failure is bad, and that's understandable. You've been told good grades get you into college, plus failure just doesn't feel good. But everyone fails. The difference is how we react to it. How we think about it. Failure's part of the process of success. When you were a baby, you didn't stand up and walk on the very first try. Your legs aren't made to be able to walk when you're born. But the sheer act of pushing up and trying and failing is what builds those muscles in your legs to be able to walk. And your parents didn't give up on you the first time you tried to walk and failed. No one said, "Ha, my baby's a failure." No one mocked you because you're a baby who did not stand up and instantly walk. It was all part of the process. Basketball legend Michael Jordan famously said, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed." So many great people have failed a lot. The more success, the more failure. Steven Spielberg didn't get into USC film school, but later had a building there named in his honor. The greats know that failure is an essential part of success, and that makes all the difference. The thing that makes failure seem so bad is what you think about it. If you think, "Oh man, I should have gotten an A on that test," you feel crappy because you're arguing with reality. If instead you think, "Hey, game on, calculus," that doesn't feel as bad. If you were trying to learn the piano and someone told you that you had to screw up the piece 10 times, but on the 11th time, you would play it perfectly and become a world-renowned concert pianist making millions of dollars, how would you think about those first 10 concerts? You'd be leaning into it. You'd be scheduling those first 10 concerts as fast as you could because you knew that the 11th one, there'd be a big payoff. And that's how it works with failure. Except in real life, we don't know exactly how many concerts there would have to be, and we don't know what the reward would actually be. But the not getting everything perfect over and over again is true of pianists and in the process of learning almost any skill. And almost everything is a skill. But there is a right and wrong way to fail. The wrong way to fail is to do something and fail and then don't do anything differently the next time. The wrong way to fail is to do something and fail and then don't do anything differently the next time. You just keep trying and wondering why you aren't succeeding and then you blame someone or something else. The right way to fail is to fail and then figure out what you could do differently and work on it or make a change and then try again. And then do that until you get where you want to go. Deep joy rarely comes from something that comes easily to you. I talk to a lot of teens who aren't particularly impressed by getting an A on a test because it comes easily to them. Now talk to a solid C student and you'll find joy when they get an A in class. There was a challenge and there was effort. There was a stretch for them and they achieved that A. They're over the moon about that A. My kids were like that when they were little. They are both very gifted at drawing. And whenever my daughter was complimented on her drawing in elementary school, she would say she wasn't very good, or that picture wasn't very good, because it wasn't her best work, or she knew she could do better. It hadn't taken the effort and challenge that it took other kids. My point is that we want that challenge, that stretch. It might seem like lying on a beach with a cool beverage would be the perfect life, but when people actually get that chance to have that life, it's incredible for the first few weeks, or maybe months, but then they get bored and they want a challenge. They want something that will bring them joy. Laying on the couch and watching Netflix sounds like heaven to a lot of teens because you've been in a blender working so hard at classes and activities and the whole looking good for the admissions officer thing. But laying on the couch gets old. Now, don't get me wrong. I think you need to practice self-care and give yourself time to rest and think and play. So take care of yourself first and then look to filling those deeper needs. When you have all your creature comforts met, enough sleep, enough natural foods to eat, time to unwind and socialize, then challenge is what we crave. And with challenge, you get failure. It's to be expected. And failure is a badge of honor. If you haven't failed, you haven't been all in, taking a risk, trying new things. If you haven't failed, you're hiding out in your comfort zone. Being outside of your comfort zone, it feels uncomfortable. One of the keys to success is becoming comfortable with being uncomfortable. So next time you feel uncomfortable from the process of failing the right way, and you're stretching and trying something new, check in with yourself and say to yourself, that is what successful people feel. That feeling is what separates people from what they really want. It's like hunger. You don't feel the first pangs of hunger, a little grumbling, and freak out. You feel the grumbling in your stomach and think, I need to get something to eat. We can tolerate a little hunger. It's what we're supposed to feel. It's our body's signal to us. So embrace failure in the same way. The feelings from failure are our body's signal to us that we're growing emotionally. Find something in your life to improve on and go for it. Feel that uncomfortable feeling and pat yourself on the back. You're one of the few of the daring who are in uncharted territory taking steps towards your dreams. Well, that's all for now. Be well and stretch a little bit.
Thanks for listening to the Big Leap Podcast. We'd love it if you would go over to iTunes and leave a review. For any questions, comments, or coaching issues you'd like to hear on the show, please visit www.ellenyale.com.